So Knight found a source of magic hidden in his religion. But you know who's having trouble finding it there? Millennials. They are famously not interested in God, but you know what they are interested in? Astrology. Seriously, millennials are all over their horoscopes. So meet Halima Shah, our new producer.
Hey, now meet my roommate, Alana. She is really into astrology.
You're into your horoscope, right?
Ironically into my horoscope, yes.
So what does that mean?
It means that I don't really believe what my horoscope says, but, you know, I also totally do.
Our birthdays are actually very close to each other. We're born about 2 weeks apart, and so we do often talk about how we're both Libras and we're very into pretty things and we like thinking deeply about just about everything. And when I moved in with her, it really did give us kind of a talking point to build our relationship.
I've done this with everyone I've ever met, including everyone I interviewed for my job, by the way.
She does use it at work.
At the end of the interview, I would be like, so there's just this fun, really nonsensical thing I do. And can you tell me your birth month and birthday? Because you can't ask their year, you know, because it's illegal to ask someone's age in an interview. So it's very explicit about that. But then they would give me their birthday and I was like, cool.
I can't imagine having somebody in a job interview ask me what my sign was.
You know, a part of me wishes people did.
They loved it because it gives us a talking point. It's just like, for me, the Myers-Briggs.
I had no idea you were reading these every day.
Oh, yeah. And every time I meet a boy, I absolutely check to see if we're ideal for love, marriage, or friends. Right now in my life, there's a guy that I'm seeing, and we're ideal for love. But it says that the more attuned of these people who are born on these days would never seriously consider marriage. So I'm like, guess I can date him for a while, but it's not going to work out.
Like, how certain do you?
Very certain.
You feel really certain you're not going to marry him?
Yeah, but I think we're going to date.
Oh my gosh, does he know this?
Technically, because I read it out loud to him.
Would you be surprised if it was more than that?
More than dating?
Yeah.
Shocked. Yes.
It's so interesting because I would have thought, you know, if we're talking about millennials, this is the digital generation. They're data-driven, tech-savvy, career-oriented. I guess, why do you think millennials are flocking to astrology?
Something to keep in mind about millennials is that they're also this generation that at this present moment is in their 20s, this time that is existential and when you're forming your political identity and your views on other things independent of your parents, possibly for the first time, and you're building your career, you're trying to find your place in the world. So Alana is an example of somebody who's gone through a lot of transition. She left a very challenging relationship. She had a change in her job. And so astrology kind of provides her with a way to contextualize all the changes she's going through.
It doesn't have to be true. The point is to read it with the lens of your own life on it so that you can decide, like, this is kind of true. This is, oh, I can kind of see how this part of my life is like this. So what it does is it helps you, like, reflect in a way that's sort of fun and a little bit, like, spiritual.
So we're going to go see this person who is an astrologer, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. I've heard multiple good things.
Yeah. What have you heard about him?
Well, my friend Anna went and... apparently, her husband had seen him a couple weeks prior, and she said it was extremely helpful.
How are you?
A little chilly, but
it's
tis
freezing.
The season.
Thank you. Oh, I've never been here before.
Yeah,
I know.
That's a pretty good place.
Amazing.
This is Ryan. He's 45. He was interested in studying psychotherapy, actually. Then when he turned 19, he got his first astrological reading, and he said it had a really big impact on him. So he decided to study astrology.
Do you, in your experience, see people more interested in astrology now?
Yes, I think it is becoming more popular, and I think that a lot of that is thanks to the internet. And it seems to actually be becoming ubiquitous in people's lives. Oh, I'll wake up, I'll get a cup of coffee, I'll check my horoscope from one of my favorite astrologers, as opposed to just some random checking of the horoscope in the newspaper. I do believe that someday we will have the right instrument to detect and observe how the astronomical forces affect us on a biopsychic level.
Wait, he thinks you can make a scientific case for astrology?
He does. He thinks that the science is eventually going to catch up with the myth. So what Ryan told me was that astrology is a physical representation of a relationship between the seasons and the electromagnetic and gravitational grid of our solar system.
I can hear 80% of our listeners rolling their eyes right now.
And probably most of the scientific community at this point, too.
Oh, yeah.
Science at this point does not accept astrology. And even astrologers, I think many would still place the practice in the realm of spirituality.
It is as ancient as human consciousness. As soon as we humans started to look up into the vastness of space and ask big questions, why are we here? Where did we come from? And where are we going? That we have always looked to the natural world and the night sky for clues.
Before I jump in, mm-hmm. It is imperative that I give you my astrology disclaimer.
Ready.
I am interpreting.
So Alana provided Ryan with her birth date,
October 2nd,
the time she was born,
10 p.m.,
and the town she was born in.
I'm a symbol reader.
And I should add that this didn't take place in some kind of cozy setting with a lot of candles and music or anything. We were in the back of Supercharged Foods in the yoga room, and all Ryan had was a laptop, and he was plugging in numbers, and it churned out a chart.
You are a Libra in the fifth house. Libra, the sign of the scales. One of the most insidious shadows of Libra is being nice. Because what ends up happening when we're too nice, when we're too giving, is we detract from ourselves and we cut ourselves short in order to see the other person happy.
Right now I'm thinking about past relationships that I've been in where I have absolutely been giving way more than I was receiving in my desire to keep the harmony between us, because I could always see his side of the story.
You know, you may be the Libra out in the world, you may be the peacemaker, the lover, the artist out in the world, but inside of you, behind that rib cage, what is it that your heart needs, your soul needs, your interior being? That is your Taurus moon. You are here to ground.
Oh, I'm actually crying. It's because right now I'm feeling so grateful, because that's a huge realization I've had. And I realize that so much of my life I've really had this achievement track. Like, as a high-achieving student, I've become a high-achieving adult, and it hasn't really necessarily felt right.
See, this stuff works.
Oh, I had no doubt. I was sold.
I was definitely having that thought that this might be a self-selected audience, because how many people are going to pay somewhere around $100 for an hour-long reading? For starters, millennials are a very stressed-out generation. So I think astrology still does provide this kind of soothing reassurance. And the way Ryan even does his reading, he says that he tries to put almost a positive light on what somebody's future might be and how they might be able to live out their best life. The other thing is that millennials have put their own flavor on this. If you go on the internet, it is full of the stars or the horoscopes in Stranger Thing characters or types of French fries or cat breeds. Or
Wait, what?
Yes.
French fries? Cat breeds?
Yeah. So, Anne, you are a Gemini, correct?
Yeah.
So according to this website, if you were a French fry, you would be a curly fry.
And what would you be?
I would be a waffle fry as a Libra.
And that just says everything about us, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is Halima Shah. You'll be hearing more from her in the future. She's the next generation of To the Best of Our Knowledge. We are so happy to have her on board.